From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today earlier this summer released a record called Renegade on ATO. He's back for his second visit, this time with a full band. Dylan LeBlanc, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's good to see you. Welcome back.
Oh, it's really good to see you too.
Fantastic new record.
Thank you.
It is the rock and roll record.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in just a minute. Before we get there, I mentioned the full band. You have brought in a full-blown setup here. Who is with you and what are they playing today?
The band is called The Pollies, and it's my old friends. My buddy Jay Burgess on guitar, Clint Chandler on keys, John Davis on the drums, and Spencer Duncan on bass.
You have been playing with these guys for a number of years, yeah?
Yeah, I played with Jay and John on and off and Clint for, 10 to 12 years, so we've all known each other for a very long time. And Spencer came in about 5 years ago, started playing with Jay, and then I met him through Jay, and so we've been playing for almost 4 years together.
So these guys also make appearances on your previous records?
Yeah, John and Jay both do. And Spencer and Clint are both, they haven't been on any of the other records, but John and Jay, yes.
Yeah, now you kind of need them because you have turned the volume up considerably.
Yeah.
Did you actually have to augment or look for any new bandmates to help you recreate this sound of this record when you take it out on tour?
No, this is the band that's on that record, and they stuck it out with me. And so it's basically pretty easy to recreate these songs live because, mostly it was recorded live and at the studio. So, it's pretty recreated just like the record, I would say.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I know from reading some of the interviews that you've given about this record that some of this sound that we are about to hear in just a minute kind of started out on the road with songs from Cautionary Tale.
It did.
You just kind of started creeping the volume up a little bit more and adding here and there to transition into what we're hearing now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
did those songs work for it, by the way?
Cautionary Tale.
Yeah, did those songs work in this sort of louder configuration?
Oh yeah, they rock really hard. And we also just saw when we turned the volume up a little bit, and we saw the audience was sort of having more fun. We were having more fun, and we just wanted to see where that would go in the studio and take it in there. And I wanted to write songs geared around that sort of atmosphere.
Well, I can't wait to hear something. What do you guys want to play first for us today?
We're going to do a song called Damned.
Fantastic. This is Dylan LeBlanc playing live here at JPR.
Thank you.
That one is called Damned. It's from the new record out June 7th called Renegade. Dylan LeBlanc is here with his band. The Pollies are all in our studio today. So you talked a little bit about swimming against the current as a musician, doing things that are sometimes not particularly popular at that moment. And chief among them nowadays is the idea of the guitar solo. Sort of fell out of favor and you jumped all over it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean like shredding, you know, like, you know, like Steve Vai style. I just mean like really melodic, cool guitar solos. And I guess that's not exactly true because there's still, you know, other bands that put it to use and utilize it. I just think it at some point, like rock and roll music or like that sound just sort of fell out of favor for other things where the songs were just geared around like great melodies and hooks, and they weren't like super long songs, or you know, they're just simple hooks and melodies. And I love that sound of the 70s, you know, the Fleetwood Mac, the hooky, just really intricate, cool, you know, deep stuff, you know. I just wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to see if I could do it. I'm not a rock and roller, not really, so it was a challenge for me, and I wanted to see if I could do it. It was just, that's really the main thing, is it was just like, you know, can I play guitar better? Can I like think of other things? Can I write these songs about the social climate that aren't too obvious, that, you know, that have a powerful band behind them, and can we go out and play live and nail that sound? I mean, they were just all the thoughts I was having, and it sounded like fun, and it sounded like something new. Because, man, I'm what I love to do is write beautiful songs with lots of strings and lush. That's like my favorite. That's my bread and butter. And I just thought, why not challenge yourself and step outside your comfort zone and see what you're made of and try this?
Well, you picked a heck of a guy to work with to help you transform your vision onto record, Dave Cobb.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about a lot of things, including how to recreate some of those sounds from the 70s that you were hearing.
Yeah.
What was that process like in the studio?
It was very efficient. It was cool. Dave is a very smart guy, really talented. Hears music in a different way, but he's also he's a realist. So he's not going to let you do anything that doesn't stay true to like what it is that you're doing in the room right then and there. So if you can't do it right then and there, it's probably not gonna happen. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I just mean like playing wise, and he wants it to be a very much live sounding record. Everything has to be well thought out and needs to be in the moment. He's a very in the moment record producer, where he's out on the floor with you. He's kind of guiding you as you go along. He'll stop it in the middle of a take and say, try this drum fill here, do this thing here, maybe back the delay off your guitar a little bit, do this little lick here, and then he'll like sing it for you, hum it for you. I don't know. It was very interesting. I never worked with anyone that would, you know, that was that hands-on and that pure about the way it needed to go down, like the actual way it needed to be on tape, go down on the tape.
Did anything from the session come out substantially different than what you were expecting going in?
Yeah. I mean, really? I have demos of all of these songs, and a lot of them are completely different. I mean, Domino, that song, the demo sounds like something straight. They all sound like something straight off a Cautionary Tale. All the demos. And then you have this record. Yeah. And it's a bigger thing. I mean, Dave just made it. He turned it into a bigger thing. But when I sent the demos in, it could be a sister album to Cautionary Tale, you know. And then, you know, I had like tons of strings and stuff like that. But then, you know, Dave kind of got a hold of it and said, no, let's make it more broad and like, let's rock it out. I want it to sound, his references were Ram by Paul McCartney and REM, REM's first record.
Right on.
Yeah. And I was like, cool.
Yeah. Will you play us something else?
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
This song is called Renegade.
Ah, we know this one well.
Yep.
This is Dylan LeBlanc playing live here at JPR.
Things you did.
That one is called Renegade. One small word that radio can't play, but we'll forgive you for that because it's a great song. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Dylan LeBlanc is here in the studio with his band, The Paulies, backing him up today. The new record, Renegade, out June 7th on ATO Records. Information is online at dylanleblanc.com. Just before the tune, you mentioned that this process was a bit challenging. The songwriting, was it the songwriting that was challenging, or the sound of the songs that was challenging for you to get to where you wanted to be?
It was the songwriting. It was writing. I didn't want these songs to. I was trying to be time conscious of how long they were. I was trying to write things that I knew were going to translate live with this band. Mm. That was hard. Mm. But things that were tailor-made
even
for
you've
this
been playing
band.
With them though, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I still wanted to write things that I knew that we were gonna nail. You know, like I knew, like I was trying to write, like I knew we could nail "Bang Bang Bang." I knew we could do "Renegade," and "Renegade" was the first thing I wrote for this new project, and I just wanted to do those types of songs where I knew that we could bring them to life live, and so that was difficult.
Hmm. And you ended up with quite a bag of extra songs.
I did, yeah. There's a ton that I probably will use for later albums, possibly, or maybe I'll put it out as like B-sides or something one day. But, you know, we picked out 10 that were the most like kind of upbeat tunes for Renegade. And I'm actually really eager to put some other things out that weren't, that didn't make the record, because I think some of the songs are pretty cool and worthwhile. But maybe one day they'll see the light of day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to let this one burn in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to let it burn.
There's a lot to discover.
Yeah, I'm going to let it breathe.
Hey, when you were here last, we talked about you spending time in a few different places, Alabama, mm-hmm. Louisiana,
yeah.
and Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you these days?
I'm in Nashville these
You're
days.
You're in Nashville, and that's where the record was made?
Yep, we made it right there on Music Row at RCA Studio A. That's where Cobb uses his space, and that's where all of his gear is, and that's his space, basically.
Is it a little tingly to walk into a place like that?
Yeah. It's a little intimidating, honestly, because you've got pictures of Elvis and Patsy Cline and Cash and Jennings, and Chet Atkins built it in the 50s. Taylor, you know, specced out the way he wanted it.
Yeah.
You know, it was really, really cool watching the band sort of come to life in that room.
And it's true that some of the gear that's there is not just like the gear that was there decades ago. It's literally the gear that was used.
It was the gear.
For some of those famous recording sessions.
And then some gear from Abbey Road that Dark Side of the Moon was recorded on.
Oh, no kidding.
And he had a Fairchild from the 60s. That's a 75,000 piece of gear. I mean, there were some amazing, amazing tube, just warm, like incredible old vintage gear. He had it all.
When you sit down and pick up the guitar, mm-hmm. are you the kind of guy that can get lost in equipment and sounds and pedals and things?
Mm-mm.
No,
I mean, I can. I my pedal, if you look at my pedal board, people laugh. There's like maybe 5 pedals on it, 6. I don't have a whole lot. Like Jay's got, you know, 8 or 9 pedals. And he knows everything about pedals, and I literally am learning. Like, I'm just now breaking into the pedal world. I know what sounds good, and it's hilarious because I have this LPB-1 pedal. It's like a $30 pedal. It's the one I use the most for my overdrive. But I think it sounds so good.
Yeah.
It's just a boost pedal. Then I keep the other boost on. And then the two boosts, when they get together, it makes this natural overdrive in the amp. It just makes the amp break up in a really cool, natural sounding way. And but yeah, I don't know much. But yeah, when I pick up the guitar and I start writing, I am influenced by the sounds that are coming out of the amp, if that's what you're asking, and that can sort of make me lean a certain way or take the song in a certain direction that maybe it wouldn't have before.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious whether a new guitar or new pedal or new amp was behind some of the motivation of these new songs coming out of you.
No, I mean, I wrote all these songs on acoustic guitar. I have this.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have this J185. It's a beat up. The neck's been broken like 6 times. It never stays in tune, but it's my lucky guitar. And I write everything on that guitar. And I love that guitar.
Well, they've turned out great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the translation to electric guitar and full band has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Love it. The new record is called Renegade. Dylan LeBlanc is here in the studio. What do you guys want to finish with today?
We're going to do a song called Bang Bang Bang.
In the streets in New Orleans, it was 61. I said, I know you don't remember, pointing at scars across my chest. Took the reality out of me and my son, you know they made the best.
That is Bang Bang Bang. Dylan LeBlanc and the Pollies are all in the studio today playing music from the new record called Renegade out on ATO. DylanLeBlanc.com is the web address. JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Dylan, guys, thanks again for coming by. It's great to see you, and congratulations on this record.
It's great to see you, and thank you for having us.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at sierranevada.com.